So if you'd just be standing for the prayer. Almighty God, we who are gathered together in council pledge ourselves to work in harmony for the welfare and development of our rural city. Guide us, we pray, in our deliberations. Help us to be fair in our judgment and wise in our actions, so that prosperity and happiness shall be the lot of our people. Amen. And I'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we are meeting and pay my respects to their elders, both past and present. Be seated, please. Ladies and gentlemen, before we commence, I'd just like to make a brief statement on the fairly unusual circumstances that we find ourselves in. We have a camera running at the moment that I believe is being broadcast on Facebook, live streaming this meeting, and so welcome to all of our community viewers who are for the very first time viewing a Mildura Council meeting. And I certainly don't in other areas, but it's a first for us. I'd just like to say at the commencement that you'll see we're all spread out fairly wide. We're practicing our community distancing, and we do have a public gallery with nobody in it at this stage, but the seating was certainly separated for appropriate reasons. It is a very difficult time at the moment for people in Mildura and for people in Australia and for people all around the world. This is a complete unique situation to every living person on the planet. It certainly has happened in the past, but so long ago that certainly none of us were around to see it and envisage the consequences. It's a bit like being in World War I or World War II, I'm sure. It's very similar, and we're not anywhere near the end of it. In fact, we're only at the beginning. This is going to be difficult because we're going to lose loved ones, particularly our elderly, and it's going to have a massive impact on our community from a financial perspective. In fact, the whole country is going to suffer financially. I just want to mention about the fact that there are some people out there on social media and in the press that complain about this situation we're in, saying that it's only the flu. And I just want to make it perfectly clear to those people, and I'm speaking to those people in particular, this is a version of the flu, but influenza has a mortality rate of 0.1% annually on average. This particular virus, this particular COVID-19, has a mortality rate on average so far of around 3.4%, which makes it 34 times more deadly and more dangerous than influenza. In fact, in some countries in the world, the mortality rate is actually quite a bit higher than that. These people who on social media seem to think that this is just the flu are the same people, I suspect, that aren't engaging in the instructions being given by our health services. They take the risk of spreading this virus to other people, and those people will in turn spread it to others, and eventually some of our elderly people will die. These are people who are our mothers, our fathers, our grandmothers, grandfathers, aunts, uncles. They're people who brought us up, that wiped our bottoms when we were young, who put band-aids on our knees, who put us through school and gave us the life we've got now. I don't care whether people think that they're fit and healthy and they'll just have a dose of the flu. The problem is they will pass it and can pass it on to others. And eventually they may be responsible indirectly for someone dying. It is extremely selfish of people to have this attitude. I want to thank the people of the community that are doing the right thing and obviously will have difficulty and suffer as a consequence of their struggle to make sure that this virus doesn't get out. But to all of those selfish people who think that they can go about their daily lives, I say you need to wake up. You need to protect the elderly and the weak and the frail in our community. Thank you.
Well spoken.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, We have present myself, Councillor Clements, we have Councillor Paul, Councillor Modica, Councillor Brown, Councillor Cirillo, Councillor Milne, Councillor Sesman and Councillor Eckhart. We have an apology from Councillor Helen Healy, who was very keen to be with us today, but was in contact or within the vicinity of someone who was affected with COVID-19 and has determined to self-isolate, which is exactly what she should be doing, so well done, Helen. But she is an apology and she is watching this meeting tonight. In relation to that apology, I'd like someone to move that. Accepting that apology, Councillor Milne and Councillor Eckhart to second. Anyone wish to speak against accepting that apology? Move to the vote. All those in favour? Motion is carried. Moving on to normal business, we now have item 5, confirmation of minutes, ordinary council meeting held on the 26th of February and confidential council meeting held on the 26th of February. Do I have a mover for that? Councillor Sesman and Councillor Cirillo. Anyone wishes to speak against that motion? Move to the vote. All those in favour? Motion is carried. Confirmation of Assembly of Councillors. So the recommendation of Council note the Assembly of Councillor records for the following meetings: the Planning Forum on the 24th of February, the Budget Briefing on the 11th of March, Council Forum on the 11th of March, and the Financial Advisory Committee on the 11th of March. Do I have a mover for that? Councillor Paul. Seconder. Councillor Sesman. Do anyone wish to speak against that motion? Move to the vote. All those in favour? Carried. Item 7, notice of absence. We have none other than an apology with Councillor Healy. We have a mayoral report which is fairly robust this time, but next time it might be so. Of course, most of council meetings have been cancelled as a result of the virus, unfortunately. At item 8, with a recommendation of the council note the contents of this report, do I have a mover for that? Councillor Brown, Councillor Cirillo. Just a second. Do you want to speak against that motion? Move to the vote. All those in favour? Motion is carried. Item 9, council reports for February 2020 with a recommendation of the council note the contents of those reports. So mover, please. Councillor.
We have a correction for the Northern Valley Leaders Program.
I'll just grab a second at first, please, Councillor. Councillor. Yes, go ahead.
I don't think I attended that.
Okay, we'll make that amendment.
So you attended that, please.
Absolutely.
And a very brief report.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I attended this month, the Road Safety Symposium in Melbourne. I'll actually put in a written report in the next week or two that should go into the next meeting. But a very interesting report looking at having safer cities, looking at cycling, looking at electric vehicles and lower speed limits and the impact that has on road safety. So it was a full day meeting and they did say that this is probably the last meeting of this type that we will have together, and they were very, very correct. I think the world will change by 2 days later. I also attended the Rail Freight Alliance AGM at the same time, and Anita Rank, South Gippsland Mayor, has taken over the role of Chair, and I was elected Deputy Chair. So just a small change. Anita was previously Deputy Chair. So that's it. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Does anyone wish to speak to the reports? Councillor Paul.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. February launched the 2020 Northern Valley Leaders Program, which was exciting to witness another group start their transformational leadership journey. These leaders will join the 200 alumni already benefiting our community. And I would like to thank Northern Valley Leaders for their offer to support Council through COVID-19 and into the future.
Thank you, Councillor Paul. Councillor Eccles.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, just a quick note that Mildura Day is generally held on the 31st of May each year to mark the anniversary of Mildura, as the first irrigation colony in Australia has been cancelled this year, and it will be held in 2021.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I think we should note Sunraysia Valley's announcement officially that they won't be publishing after Saturday because that's extremely saddening. And I think if you look at the history, they're in their 100th year. I don't think they've ever not published or, you know, for any period. There may have been a day or something at some stage for some reason, a breakdown or something, and the paper wasn't published. But to be without that daily paper is actually leaves a big gap in the community, and people rely on that birth, deaths, and marriages. We laugh at that when we go through the back patch match dispatch, but it's extremely important. And our sympathy to and best wishes to the staff, because they have supported us, support our council meetings and the work that they do. A lot of young people there that have lost their jobs for the time being. So I think that's just worth acknowledging their input to the community. And we just hope the paper's up and running again as soon as possible.
Yes, thank you, Councillor. No, I agree. I spoke with the editor today and they will try to have some sort of online presence. But that's yet to be worked out. But it will be an information point that's no longer available. Probably won't miss text to the editor, I have to say, but the rest of the paper. Oh. Does anyone else have any comments on the reports? No? We've got a mover in Councillor Milne, a seconder in Councillor Paul. Is there anyone to speak against that motion? I'm going to move to the vote. Those in favour? The motion is carried. Item 10 is responses to councillor questions. The first one relates to Councillor Milne and Channel Reserve for South Street Rectors. Councillor Milne, are you satisfied with that response?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Monica, Mildura based energy cooperative. Are you satisfied with that response, Councillor Monica?
Yes, Mayor. Comments?
Thank you. Councillor Monica again, at Aura of Floodplain Harvesting. Are you satisfied with that response?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. 10.4, Ethan is your life, fencing higher costs. Are you satisfied with that? Item 11, questions for the councillors. I don't believe we have any. Councillor Milne. Councillor Min Poole.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. My question is, how is mental health being addressed generally, yet also as part of this pandemic? And I just want to make a few comments relative to that question, please. Whilst facing unprecedented challenges in community health and safety, including heightened anxiety, we need mental health support increased. Last year, I attended the National Government Mental Health Forum, plus declared our local crisis. The member for Northern Victoria and the Shadow Attorney General here in this room. This has and will continue to increase in severity. We understand that health industry workers are under extreme pressure, so I request more resources for online and phone assistance. Whether individuals' daily positive outlets were going to school, work or sport, this has changed. Many now have increased free time, which may be a bonus for family bonding, yet some have quite an unpleasant home life or live alone. We are all anxious in these uncertain times and experiencing added worries of how to pay our rent or mortgage. It is great that the government's releasing stimulus packages, yet in addition to financial assistance, people need emotional support. Recently, Sunny Tove, Princess Court Homes, Jacaranda Village, Food Next Door, they've all won extremely fantastic awards across our nation. We do live in an awesome regional community and we will get through this. focusing on facts, not fear. I applaud the many innovative ideas to improve community connectivity. Let's continue helping each other. Please consider this quote from Jenny Young. Pause and remember. Every situation in life is temporary. So when life is good, make sure you enjoy it fully. When life is not so good, remember it will not last forever and better days are on the way. My hope that is in 9 months from today, whether we will be eating 2-minute noodles or expensive seafood, that we celebrate Christmas together physically with loved ones. My question again, how is mental health being addressed generally yet also as part of this pandemic?
Thank you, Mr. Borson.
3 years, Mr. Mayor, as part of the Council's obligation in regard to relief and recovery in any pandemic event, that is actually forms part of the pandemic response plan, and it will go into that part of the response, and particularly in recovery phase. So we're just entering into response, and then that will form part of the actions that come out of that plan.
Thank you. Yes, Councillor Mellon.
One short question. Mr. Mayor, could we please have a copy of Councillor Monica's presentation to the Climate Change Panel? It's important that we all get a copy and that it become a public record. We seem to have not counselled, but generally, it's a problem getting hold of notes from things. I'm waiting for the notes from the road symposium because we asked and say, can we get the presentation? Yeah, no worries, and they don't turn up. So can we please have that as a matter of record so it's on public record?
Yes, Councillor Mellon, we will arrange to get that. You have to accept that the Council Executive and Council Officers are a little bit busy at the moment, but we'll get to that. Yes, Councillor Beckwith.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, it's a quick one, but just wearing my tourism hat at the moment, economic development. I know that the Mildura City Art Traders are pretty busy at the moment doing what they need to do, but I think this is a more wider issue. The accommodation houses have been contacting me in regards to the possibility of a list. We know where the takeaways are generally, but a list of the restaurants that that are providing takeaways. And I think it's really important that they're highlighted as well to keep the business and trade going as much as we can in this town. So we might be able to be passed on through the CEO to Mildura Regional Development to look at possibly putting a list together of takeaway opportunities in Mildura, in the Mildura municipality, not just in Mildura City.
Ms. Philpott.
Thank you. Yes, we can certainly liaise with Brett at NRD on that. We have been speaking with him about broader, both current issues, but also that broader planning for economic recovery. So certainly NRD are looking at a range of responses, but we can pick that one up particularly.
Thank you, Madam CEO.
Thank you, Councillor Eccles. Are there any other council questions? Okay, we'll move on to notices of motion, which we have none. Petitions, we have none. Management reports. 14.1, adoption of mooring policy CP004. The recommendation that council adopt the mooring policy CP004 as presented. Have a mover for that? Councillor Eccles. Seconder. Councillor Sedgwick. Anyone wish to speak against that policy? Move to the vote. All those in favour? Mm-hmm. 14.2, adoption of investment policy CP047. The recommendation that council adopt the updated investment policy CP047 as presented. We'll move for that. Councillor Milne. Seconded by Councillor Brown. Do anyone wish to speak against that motion? Move to the vote. All those in favour? Motion's carried. Item 14.3, the Audit and Risk Committee meeting on in April 2019, or number 4 of 2019-20, the minutes and summary, sorry, it's for the February meeting. Recommendation that Council note the confidential minutes of the Audit and Risk Committee number 4 of 2019-2020 held on the 12th of February. Do I have a mover for that? Councillor Paul. Seconded, Councillor Merrill. Is anyone wish to speak against that motion? Move to the vote. All those in favour? Motion is carried. Mildura City Harbour Business Plan and Update, I believe, Councillor Monica, you're going to...
Yes, I'm going to come to the address of my partner that runs the City Harbour. Mayor, I'll also have that. Thank you.
Thank you. Mildura City Harbour Business Plan Update and Half-Yearly Report with a recommendation that Council endorse the Mildura City Half-Yearly Report and Annual Business Plan for 1920 and financial estimates for 2021. Do I have a move for that?
No. Same move, and also, Mr. Mayor, congratulations to the organisation for a pretty concise and developed business plan.
It's a fabulous report. Yeah, thank you, Councillor Deppel. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Cirillo? Does anyone wish to speak against that motion? Yes, Councillor Sedgman. We'll move to... Do you wish to debate this?
We'll just make a statement. Speak against it? Okay.
Okay. So we'll move to debate. We'll start with Councillor Eccles.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, this is an MOU that's been drafted some years ago now between the Mildura Council and the Mildura City Harbour. It stipulates that each year the Mildura City Harbour will present to Council a business annual plan that reflects not only the work that's been done but also forward planning. And the forward planning, as we all realise, includes an analysis and challenges for the Mildura City Harbour into the future. And as we all know, retail at the moment is going through a transitional time, probably more so than any time in its history. So that analysis is very important. From the situation where you've got to reflect at the particular time of the ongoing needs of the City Harbour to draw visitors and to draw the local community into utilising and spending their money within the Mildura City Harbour area. The other issue is too is to pursue a diverse and effective board, and I think that the board that's there at the moment are very proactive in getting out to the traders, as well as working with Danielle Hobbs, the CEO. They do and they will continue the effective governance standards that are necessary, and implement effective management, and also we have a performance and a reporting system with them. We meet, I think it's on a quarterly basis with them and council management, and to look through and analyse their current situation as we move through the contractual period. And I can only say that they have they've done very well, and that analysis, as far as I'm concerned, and the business plan is a good one. And also it includes, of course, the half-year report. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Eccles. Councillor Cirillo.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I agree with everything that Councillor Eccles said. We kept regularly updated by the Mildura City Board, and the work that has been very good with the events and that they've organised, such as the Vanilla Slice, and everything has been great success and good feedback right around. About the business plan, it's seen very, very robust, and I'm interested to hear, perhaps we have missed something, but I'm interested to hear the argument again, so I'll like to hear that.
Thank you, Councillor Cirillo. Speaking against, Councillor Sedgwick.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I've read the report several times now, and it's more a comment than speaking against the motion. The report is quite in depth. There's only a couple of things that I think that are missing from the report that I'd like to raise, and that was one of the key performance indicators for the mall and the city heart would be shop vacancies. I didn't read anywhere in the report whatsoever on the shop vacancies within the city heart or within actually the mall itself. As an indicator on how the business district is travelling, I think that even the shops haven't been operating would be a major key indicator that should be, I would believe, monitored and reported on in the report. And alternatively, any news on prospective new shops that may be opening up. And the other thing that I was concerned about was the visitation numbers. I know it's a very extensive exercise, and with the modern devices that we have on ourselves now, trying to track the number of people that actually come into the business district through electronic devices or some form of data collecting facilities on shoppers and tourists to that area. Those are the other two points that I think are just missing from the report, and that's all I want to raise.
Thank you, Councillor Sedgwick. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak for the report? Councillor Miller?
I guess it's a comment more than anything. I think at the moment, Mr. Mayor, sadly, it really doesn't matter what this report says. Given the circumstances that we're under, it's going to be a whole different world in 6, 7, 12 months' time. You know, if we're looking at Easter, the impact that Easter is going to have on this plan anyway, and the impact on the shops, the reality is the whole world's going to change out there. And I think we need to be looking forward, because probably 9 months' time we're going to have to sit down with a whole lot of groups and rework most of these plans and really have a look at what we're left with and where we go from there. So I think we've got a lot of work in front of us, but for the moment we just need to get through the virus phase and the shutdowns and the reopenings and see where everybody stands, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of conversation. So it's really neither for nor against. I think we just have to accept this for what it is, but I don't think it's going to have a lot of relevance in the next couple of months.
Thank you, Councillor Miller. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak against the motion? Anyone else who wishes to speak for the motion? Councillor Eckel, close voice.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mayor, I'll be brief. The issues that Councillor Sedgwick raised, whilst they're needed to be brought to the notice of the community, but we did discuss this at the meeting when it was presented to us. And it's a real difficult call, because you know, we're dealing with business and in the city heart area, and unfortunately, there's been a history of this in Mildura. Unfortunately, a lot of the properties are owned by one particular title owner. And also, some of the properties are also owned by people outside our municipality. Now, the issues that have been raised in regards to that and in regards to the going ahead of the city heart and standing still is the issue of development. And the issue of development comes around each individual retail premises, and if the owners of the retail premises aren't prepared to invest in those premises, then the traders have really got their hands tied. And in regards to real estate agents trying to fill those shops, if they once again don't want to do any improvements on the place, then it's difficult to move those properties. So I think I said it when I opened my movement of this particular motion. It's a very difficult time in retail. There's some are doing very well in regards to online and working in that particular area, and that has to be taken advantage of course. But I think in regards to this report, it deals with the going ahead of the city as a whole, and the individual investments of property owners in that world, you know, that's in the hands of the growers. So I'm happy with the council endorses the Mildura City Harbour Incorporated half-year report on the annual business plan and financial estimates of 2020-2021 and the annual business plan through to 2021 as presented.
Thank you, Councillor Eckel. Close the debate. We'll now move to the vote on recommendation two. Just call for a show of hands. All those in favour? Motion's carried. Surprise, Councillor Seisman. Councillor Modica, the motion was carried on that particular note. Thank you, Councillors. Item 14.5 on the agenda is general council election arrangements with a recommendation that two that the council make the contents of this report. Do I have a mover for that?
Yes.
Councillor Cirillo. Councillor Eckel for a second. What's the change, Councillor Eckel?
It's page.
It's been corrected.
103, and the provisions, and it's the second last item in the date. I think Saturday the 24th of November should be Saturday the 23rd.
Yeah, I think we've already had an amendment circulated.
Right, we see that.
Okay, so
I'll have to second that.
Right, thank you. Does anyone wish to speak against that motion?
Question?
I
realise that motion is note the contents, but the dates...
I need your microphone, please.
Oh, sorry. It's working, too. I note that we note the contents of this report. My question relating to the dates that all going to be strewn around, how definite can we take these, or will we have delays, or...
Thank you. Yes, certainly at the time of writing the report, all of these dates were in play. Given the current situation, a number of these dates will be changed and arrangements cancelled or delivered in alternative ways. Certainly at this point, there is no indication that the date of the election will change, but of course we're in fairly fluid times, so we'll continue to provide updates to councillors as dates change.
Question, please, Mr. Mayor. When does our current council cease, and when does the
Through you, my mayor. Without a speaker, I believe that's the 22nd of September being nomination day.
That's for caretaking?
Yes.
That's
No, councillors remain in as councillors to fulfil their statutory duties till 6 p.m. on Friday preceding, so that'll be the 23rd of October.
Caretaking mode is from
22nd of September.
Thank you. So, does anyone wish to speak against that motion? Move to the vote. All those in favour? Motion's carried. Item 14.6 is declaration of emergency for drift sand affected roads with a recommendation of the council board. In order to immediately undertake emergency road reconstruction, we do those three things listed. I won't read them all out. Do I have a move for that?
Yes, with a comment.
Councillor Brown. Councillor Brown to start, please.
I'd support this motion absolutely, but the comment I'd make is...
Microphone first, Councillor Brown.
I thought I was switching on. I must have switched it off, sorry. Just the comment I wish to make is really, truly, the grouse that I have, the mountain track all in the night, there are patches in both that have some rain, but the droughts are a very real thing, and we act too quick on doing those roads because we get into trouble again. So we're sort of in a balance there, and we're seeing the green everywhere outside the roads. But it's not over yet. I hope it will be soon.
We all like that, Councillor Brown.
Yes, please.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I've been out to have a look at Merrimore along that road a few times, and went out to Merrimore South Road early this week, as well as the Carolina South Road. There's a lot of sand moved across those roads, an amazing amount. And I was out towards the South Australian border today, and there's still a lot of sand blowing around across the highway. It's amazing because there's paddocks that are extremely green, just the other side of Lake Coleraine and Bamble, I think it is, where the emus gather. Very, very green down on the river flat, but across the road, it's just sandhills. So, Councillor Brown's right. Where there's been some rain, in some paddocks, it's made a big difference. In others, they're still blowing everywhere. So, I commend this, and I thank our staff for taking this action, because it will be appreciated by the farmers, because it is still very difficult, so there's a lot of work to do out there.
Yes, thank you, Councillor Brown. I think some people might think we're talking about 20 kilometres worth of roads or 40 kilometres worth of roads. There's 450 kilometres worth of roads impacted, and we've already spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on this. But the council's doing the very best that they can in circumstances. This motion has been moved by Councillor Brown, seconded by Councillor Mill. Is there anyone who wishes to speak against the motion? Move to vote. All those in favour? Motion is carried. Item 15 is urgent business, and I believe we have none.
That's correct. Nil.
No. Okay, public questions, do we have any?
We have no gallery, so I'm assuming there are no questions. public gallery.
Council employee Charmaine down back there might have a question. No?
Yeah. And Sarah around the corner.
Item 17 is confidential business with confidential reports. Section 17.1 is contractual matters, which is the hallmark event of Mildura Country Music Festival, expression of interest. And item 17.2, contractual matter again, tender award for the road rehabilitation projects, Channel Road, Cochrane Avenue and Millawa Avenue. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to move into confidential business. So, unfortunately, our viewing gallery will cease to be. I'll now ask for someone to move a motion that we move into confidential business. Councillor Rowland, and seconded by Councillor Paul. Do you wish to speak against that motion? And move the vote. All those in favour? Motion is carried. Thank you.